Welcome to iHeartMedia Communities. I'm Heather White from 98.1 KVET, and I have Tina Snyder with me from the Ronald McDonald House of... Is it Ronald McDonald House of Central Texas?
No, it's Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas.
Almost. Yes. Almost got it right. Thank you for coming in and talking to us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Tell us... Let's just start with basics. Tell us what Ronald McDonald House does.
Ronald McDonald House Charities supports families who have critically ill or injured children, and we do that in a variety of ways. Mostly, we provide lodging and support services while their children are hospitalized. Okay. We also support families who have tragically lost a child as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's called our Healing Hearts program. It's a lesser-known program. People typically know us by the Ronald McDonald House,
sure,
which is a 30-bedroom house here in Austin, and our Ronald McDonald Family Rooms, which are little mini houses, if you will, that are located in the hospitals. But we also have the Happy Wheels carts that stroll the hospital hallways, bringing things to families while they're waiting by their child's bedside. And then the Healing Hearts program, which provides burial assistance and bereavement counseling for families who tragically lose children.
Well, and I think as a parent, you can look back and go, there's no preparation for something like that. So it's nice to have you there to help with the grieving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about Ronald McDonald House, as obviously most people are familiar. The one here in town is right by Dell Children's Medical Center, right?
Yes, yes.
If you've not been involved, if you've not had reason to go, what do you do? Why is it so special for families? And why is it so important for families who are dealing with a sick child?
Well, first and foremost, what it does is it keeps families close to their child at our hospital. Families that stay at the house have to live at least 25 miles or more away.
Okay.
So, hence the keeping families close. Across the street from Dell, and we also support families at St. David's, Maine, St. David, North Austin Medical Center, and Seton. So, we're keeping the family together. We provide lodging and support services, like I said, that includes daily meals prepared by volunteers. We have laundry services. We have a children's play area because often siblings are with families. We have computers in the event that a parent has to work remotely. So we're providing them those support services so that they can focus solely on their child healing in the hospital. And then they're closer to the care team, so they're able to make decisions, medical decisions about their children. And we like to refer to it as a home away from home. And we are able to do this because of our generous community. Everything that happens at the house, from the snacks that they take while they're waiting by their child's bedside to the dryer sheets that they use in our laundry facilities because of our community.
Well, and can you kind of talk about how much money it's going to save people if they're staying there? Because I don't think anybody, again, if you've not had reason to be near a with your child in the hospital, you don't know the unbelievable cost if you had to stay in a hotel.
Absolutely. We request a $20 a night donation from families. But if they can't pay it, nobody is ever turned away. Oh, it costs us about $100 a night to house a family. And last year, in 2015, we had 10 families that stayed over 100 nights at the Ronald McDonald House. So factoring in about $175 a night to stay in a hotel, we've saved them hundreds of thousands of dollars. And collectively, in 2015, we saved families over $2.5 million in lodging and food expenses. So think about having a child in the hospital. That is an emotional burden on top of itself, on top of the escalating medical bills. And then you have to think about where you're going to stay, and you don't know how long you're going to stay.
Oh my
and
God.
Buying food, packing up your clothes and taking it to a laundromat, not being able to work remotely. So at Ronald McDonald House Charities, we're able to take care of the families that way. We keep them close and we comfort them.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Tina Snyder from Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas. We'll see, coming up on December 2nd, you have a way that people can help out. Tell us about your event.
Absolutely. This is the 9th annual Lights of Love on December 2nd from 6 to 9 at the Miller Hangar. And this event is a holiday celebration. And it brings together our community, families and friends, even four-legged friends can come, and there's
Excellent.
An array of holiday activities to do. There, we will have a snow slide with actual snow.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, actual snow.
I may have to bring my teenagers down there because they're all, we never see snow.
Oh, there's going to be snow there.
That's awesome.
There's gingerbread house decorating. There's kids crafts. There's music. There's hot cocoa. Those are just some of the activities. But in addition to that, we have a family one-mile walk that's going to go around the trail around the Miller Lake.
Excellent.
And we are encouraging people to purchase a sign. It's a Be the Light sign for $20 in honor of somebody, and these signs will line the trail.
Oh.
And the guests who purchase them can take them home with them, but they'll be lit up with all the lights around the trail.
That's so nice.
We have a lot of friends that form teams to, they set a fundraising goal and they get their friends involved to help raise funds for our families. So we have several people, and we have several former families that have started teams and encouraged their friends and families to join. So it's a big, nice holiday celebration that supports everything that we do at the house and at the family rooms.
I like that it's all ages and your dog.
Yes.
Which is nice.
And we encourage people to wear their finest holiday attire. And
oh, good.
Even the pets come dressed up, too. It is. It's a lot of fun. And
it's
all for such a great cause to help our families.
So where can people find out more information about that?
They can go to our website. It's lightsoflovectx.org. And the tickets are, the ticket price, it's $25 up until the 27th of this month.
Okay.
For 13 and up. And then it's $15 for kids. And then after the 28th, they go up to $30 and $20.
So still very reasonable for a night out.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yes, and you get hot cocoa and cake, and Santa will be there, and just an array of activities. And again, it's all for such a great cause.
That's so good.
Yeah.
So we've talked a little bit about the Ronald McDonald House, and you've mentioned, tell me the name of the other charity.
The other program, Ronald McDonald Family Rooms.
Family Rooms,
and we have four
right.
family rooms in Austin, and we have one in Bryan, Texas.
Okay,
the family rooms cater to the local families, and when a family walks into the family room, we want them to forget they're in a hospital, and they do. It's not your typical waiting room. It is an oasis of comfort and peace. And it's just like a family room. And so they can go in there. Any family who has a child 21 and under can go and use the services in the family room. And it includes a living room area with computers. There's a kitchen. There's snacks. There's beverages. And
wow.
All the family rooms have sleep rooms. So if you wanted to stay in the hospital and stay close to your child, you could make arrangements and stay in the sleep room.
Wow.
And primarily, most of the families that use the family room have babies in the NICU, premature babies.
Sure.
So we had a family that we featured last year, and they used actually two of our family rooms. Their baby was born at 1 pound 5 ounces.
Oh my God.
Yes. I know. And they used our family room at Seton for several months. And then when the baby was transferred to Dell, they used the family room at Dell Children's Medical Center. Yes.
And again, you just don't even know until you're faced with that, how that turned your life upside down.
Exactly.
And having that level of comfort.
Exactly.
As well as the financial break.
Exactly.
Is incredible.
In our wonderful community, again, they donate the snacks and the beverages. We have several people who donate meals to the families. We accept catered meals at the family rooms because we don't have the facility to cook there.
Okay.
Several people come and donate things, and that's one less burden, so the family doesn't have to leave the hospital. And our family rooms also have laundry facilities too. So if you need to wash your clothes,
so good,
and you don't want to be away from your baby, you don't want to leave. And so we're happy that we're able to offer that to our families.
So if someone wants to help out with that, maybe year round, what would they do?
They can go to our website, which is rmhc-ctx.org, and there, if they click on the volunteer link, there's a variety of ways that they can volunteer. They can help out in the family room. We also have a lot of volunteers at the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if they wanted to prepare a meal, preparing a meal at the Ronald McDonald House is one of our most popular volunteer activities. And I believe the calendar is booked up for the next 6 months.
Because how great is that?
You know, it's such a great way to actually see your giving like in action, because the families come and they enjoy this wonderful, comforting meal. And it's another thing that they don't have to worry about.
That's so great.
And if they can't enjoy it, we always have to-go containers, and they can take it back to the hospital with them as well. So, but at the family room, we have a lot of people, like I said, who cater meals and bring it and set it out for the family so they don't have to leave.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Tina Snyder from Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas. So the family that had the 1 pound plus baby, how are they doing now?
Oh, she's doing great. She just celebrated her first birthday
in
June, and she's doing fabulous. And we have a video actually on our YouTube channel of her, and the mom, Anna, had said that she credited Ronald McDonald House Charities for keeping her close and helping her daughter heal and grow stronger and healthier so that they could finally bring her home. But she's doing fabulous.
That's incredible.
Yes. We have a lot of stories like that. We have many stories where when I first started at the house 3 years ago, there was a family, a woman and her husband had come from Mexico for a visit, and they were shopping in San Marcos, and she went into premature labor. And so ended up having her baby here in Texas. And so she had to stay in Texas. And she really didn't know English. So it was total immersion for her to be at the house. And she lived with us for the next 6 months. And they become a part of our family. We get to know them. We're always interested in how their children are doing. And it's a bittersweet thing for us when they go home. We want them to go home.
Yes.
We don't want them to come back. But at the same time, we just love being able to support them and comfort them and help them as they're going through this incredibly trying time.
I have to tell my story. My brother, who is now 35 and successful business owner and a dad, he was in a terrible fire when he was 17 or 18 years old, and they honestly didn't think he was going to make it. And so now our experience was in Gainesville, Florida, the Ronald McDonald House there. My parents lived about an hour away. They lived up north in Ponte Vedra, and he was going to be in the University of Florida burn unit there in Gainesville for a long time.
Oh.
And he was there a long time, and it was hard. I mean, burn is anybody's
awful.
Ever dealt with a burn, it's terrible. And my parents were able to stay close to him. It gets me choked up still, like, you know, 20 years later, because they were able to stay close to him and help him through this. And his recovery is incredible. I mean, considering where he was, and if you see him now, he's got a little bit of marking on his face, but nothing. I mean, it's a miracle. And I credit the Ronald McDonald House absolutely for keeping my family sane and in the black, because I don't know how they would have done it financially. I mean, seriously, an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Driving all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, terrible. So, yay. Thank you. And I'm like, I encourage anybody who, if this pulls at your heartstrings at all, what a fun way to go out to Lights of Love. You get to pretty much go have a party, and you're helping out people right here in the Central Texas area.
Absolutely. And in 2016 is going to be another record year for us. We're going to help a record number of families.
That's exciting.
Yes. Well, it's a good and a bad thing. It's good that we're here to be able to support them.
Right.
You know, because obviously we want to, but it's a bad thing that we really don't want to see kids that are sick or injured or anything like that. So, but we're happy that we're able to do it. And again, we're able to do it because of our generous community. We're a separate 501c3 because Ronald McDonald House Charities is throughout the world,
mm-hmm.
but we're our own separate 501c3, and we have to raise all the money in order to support our families. A lot of people think that we're funded by McDonald's Corporation, and
right.
We're not. But we are generously funded by the individual McDonald's owner operators that generously open up their hearts and their stores and their crew to help raise money for us. Because a lot of people don't know, when you put those coins at McDonald's
right.
in the donation box,
through, sure.
all that money in Central Texas stays in Central Texas and supports our programs.
That's
yes.
so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, now I'm totally
yeah.
doing that.
Yeah. When you get your coffee.
Right.
Yes.
I can be like, oh, yeah, I'm helping.
Exactly.
And I'm getting my coffee.
Exactly. It makes a difference. It truly does.
So before we run out of time, let's go over the details again for Lights of Love, please.
Okay. It's Friday, December 2nd from 6 to 9 at the Miller Hangar. Variety of activities for families, their children, even their four-legged friends. We encourage you to put on your best holiday attire. The funkier, the better in my
That's
mind.
Excellent.
But like I said, we're going to have a snow slide, gingerbread house decorating, hot cocoa. Santa will be there. We are asking people to bring a gift from our wish list. Our wish list is on the
great.
Website.
Okay.
And it's items to support our house. We're asking them to bring that as a gift. And it's just going to be a nice family fun evening to support all of our programs that helps families with critically ill or injured children.
And what's the website again?
It is lightsoflovectx.org.
Well, thank you for all you do.
Oh,
and
thank you
for talking to us today about the programs. And hopefully we will get people out to the event, Lights of Love, December 2nd. Get more information at lightsoflovectx.org.